Welcome to the Presence Driven Life podcast. I'm Cindy Powell, your host and a fellow pilgrim on the journey to know Jesus and make him known. The world around us has grown increasingly chaotic, but in his presence is fullness of joy. Join me today as we explore what it might look like to live from the beauty and peace of his presence. Hello, this is Cindy Powell. Welcome again to another episode of the Presence Driven Life podcast. This may actually end up being more of a mini episode because I don't have a whole lot to share with you here today, but I had said I would pop back on and do another little episode before Christmas. So that's what I'm doing, but I have to be honest and say I kind of wished I hadn't committed to that because as I was praying and pressing in, I just realized I felt like I didn't have a whole lot to say. And I realized that's become kind of typical for me, especially this time of year. The last couple of years, the Lord has just really highlighted the quiet of Christmas. And that's in direct juxtaposition with what we actually usually are experiencing, which is the hustle and bustle of the season. And when I say, you know, finding the quiet in Christmas, I don't necessarily mean having a quiet Christmas celebration. I mean finding the quiet and the stillness of the season. And I think I kind of go into that mode sort of supernaturally these days. And, you know, I had a few different thoughts about, well, maybe I could share this or maybe I could share that, but just wasn't feeling the Lord on it. And I was just about to say, okay, well, maybe I'll just pop on in January and skip December altogether. But as I was quiet, I sort of realized that the quiet was the message, that I just feel like the Holy Spirit is inviting us to find those quiet moments, those holy moments. In fact, the idea of holy moments is something that he impressed on my heart over 20 years ago. In fact, I wrote a Christmas prayer that I'm going to read. Those are the only notes I have. I'm doing this completely on the fly. So if you're listening, I guess something came out of my mouth. That's the problem. You know, your mouth can open and words can come out, but are they the words that the Lord wants you to be speaking? But anyway, back to the idea of holy moments. It's just something that I've really begun to cherish every Christmas season, that place of just, you know, literally, even if it's just 30 seconds or 5 minutes or whatever you have, just finding those moments where you can stop and breathe and remember. In fact, I had one of those just recently. My little granddaughter, she's in kindergarten. She had her Christmas performance the other night. And at the end of it, you know, they did all the traditional Christmas carols and such. They had the different grades do different songs. And in between, they read, you know, she does go to a little private Christian school. So in between, they read the Christmas story. And it was lovely. It was sweet. It was great. But at the end, they had all the kids from all the grades come on. And first, they sang Joy to the World, which was amazing and fun. And you know, it was awesome. But after that, they sang a worship song. And I don't know, for me, it was just one of those moments of saying, yes. In fact, the song they sang was Holy Forever. And I'm like, this is it. This is what the season is all about. It's not about the presents and the trees and the lights. And even though I love all of those things, it's about him. The fact that the Holy One, the one who is holy forever, he became a man and dwelt among us. I mean, the incarnation, it just sort of blows my mind every single year. Anyway, there's always a few moments where I'm just like, Lord, I that just doesn't even compute between my ears. The fact that really God became a man, he became like us, that we could become like him. And he could have chosen any way to save us. He could have done it in a moment, but instead he became a baby and went through the entire human process. And that to me just shows his commitment to our process, that he's not into instant anything. He's into taking a walk with us, and he's into sharing life with us, and he's into sharing the human experience with us. And that's where again, it kind of goes back to the quiet and the stillness for me. When we're focused on all these external things, especially when you're in a time like we are these days where there's just so much craziness going on in the world, and then you add the busyness of the season on top of that, it's easy to get lost in all of it and completely forget what it's all about. And beloved, it is all about Him. It is all about the One who is holy forever, choosing to come as a baby into the mess of a human existence and live a quiet life. He lived a quiet life for 30 years. Nobody knew His name. And he didn't even do any public ministry. And I don't know, that just speaks so loudly to me, the fact that He's all about process. He's all about the journey. He's all about walking through the seasons of life. He's all about catching our eye in those holy moments and drawing us to Himself and reminding us of who He is and what this season is all about. And so anyway, I wrote this prayer, gosh, I think it was over 20 years ago. It has a really original name. I just called it A Christmas Prayer. Anyway, I was speaking at a Christmas tea literally 20 years ago. And I believe the title of my message was Holy Moments. I'd forgotten that until just now. But anyway, I just want to read this. And as I read it, just pray it over you, that it's just a reminder of what the season is all about. And I hope and pray you can find some of those quiet, holy moments this Christmas season. Anyway, here's the prayer. Dear Father, thank you for the priceless gift of your Son. This Christmas, I pray that the miracle of the incarnation, that God became flesh and dwelt among us, will be birthed anew in my heart. Open my eyes to see with fresh insight. Let me come to you with the faith and trust of a child. Help me to stand in amazement at the wonder of it all. God in a manger, the King of glory in swaddling clothes, the Lord of all creation, a helpless infant. I don't get it, Lord. I wouldn't have planned it that way. You came in a way that was so humble, so unpretentious. You made it seem almost, well, normal. Help me to learn from that. This Christmas, help me not to miss the supernatural by looking for the spectacular. Help me not to miss the holy among the ordinary moments of life, because that's how you came. You were born into an ordinary family. You walked among ordinary men and women just like me, the extraordinary in the midst of the ordinary. Lord, there is so much pressure at Christmas time, so many expectations, and often so many disappointments. It's so easy to forget what's important. Remind me, Lord, in the busyness, in the commercialization, and even in the loneliness and disappointments, help me to remember what's most important. And what's most important is you. Lord, I pray for holy moments, moments when I get it. Moments when the eternal transcends the temporal. Moments that cause me to pause and reflect on the miracle of who you are and what you've done for me. Moments when I understand how extraordinarily valuable this ordinary life is to you. Moments of realization that even the most humble and ordinary life can be transformed by your simplest touch, by your gentlest whisper. They may be just moments, but hidden in my heart, they'll live forever. They'll change me forever. Jesus, you are the reason for the season, but I know you're also so much more. I want you to be the reason for each and every moment of my life. Be the reason for every breath, every heartbeat. Help me to live a life that celebrates your birth, your life, each and every day of mine. Most of all, Lord, I pray that maybe, just maybe, you will use this very ordinary life as a vessel of your incredibly extraordinary love. In Jesus' name, amen. And that is my prayer for each of you. I wrote it in the first person as a prayer over myself, but I hope each one of you can receive it as a prayer for your own life. And I pray that you find those holy moments, because in those holy moments, we find eternity. Holy moments are eternal moments. So I bless you with that. I bless you with the joy of the season, that you would remember Emmanuel, God with us now, always, and forever. That's it for now. We'll see you sometime after the first of the year. In the meantime, I wish you and yours a wonderful Christmas filled with an abundance of His presence. We'll see you next year. Bye.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this podcast, don't forget to hit the subscribe button. If you would also consider leaving a rating or review, it really helps other people find us. The Presence Driven Life podcast is a ministry of the Arising Global. If you would like to find out more about the Arising or would like to support this podcast, please visit thearisingglobal.com. Have a great week living out of the abundance of His presence.